Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Scudder. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The DH, Chris Gwynn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole bunts in front of the plate. McFarlane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cole moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Scudder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gubiza scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McReynolds moves to third. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilkerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to second. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cole bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Scudder covering, for the out. McReynolds moves to second. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Wilkerson moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lewis. McReynolds moves to second. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McReynolds moves to third. Wilkerson moves to second. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scudder fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. McRae steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Eric Plunk now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Whiten who is chasing the ball. Gwynn reaches third base with a triple. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thurman pinch runs for Chris Gwynn. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rossi is walked intentionally. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thurman tags and scores. Rossi tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rossi scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 4 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Joyner now playing first base. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. Howard moves to second. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.